Really nice people, you know. they look very frightening, but they're really very nice. Our Halloween night guest. And by the way, tonight, look out for surprises. Ladies and gentlemen, Fia!
Friends like you all here.
I wish everybody was as nice as you all.
I'll give you a dollar if you be my friend.
This is where they invented.
I'll give you a dollar.
This is called New York's All Right if you like saxophones.
We love you. This is a...
We're just kidding. We want to make friends. Have I got a match?
This song is... For every one of you, for every one of you that voted, this is for Republicans and Democrats alike.
Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast, episode 126. And hopefully this goes better than 125. That's the one where I woke up fucking freezing my balls off and I couldn't feel my toes. And I was recording like 4 or 5 hours later than I like to be. So there are people fucking stomping around the house, banging pots and pans and shit. But, you know, I kept it professional, as I always do. So, I mean, you probably didn't notice. I'm just that professional about it, you know. I covered up what I could. I went through a bunch of filters and, you know, waveforms and just cut out all the extra shit. So it came out okay, I think. Better than I thought it was going to be. So this one will probably suck in comparison. I'm Absolute Deicide. GruntFreePress.com is the website. Podcast at gruntfreepress.com is the electronic mailing address. And we actually have some news this week to talk about, some video game news. If you remember that concept there, news and announcements and shit. It's been a while. I've heard, anything that I give a shit about, like, fucking coming out. You know, fucking looking at all the fucking gaming websites. It's mostly fucking, who's the new gay? Who's gay on the new Star Trek show? And fucking, and I'm gonna guess everybody in that case, or what giant company is Disney gonna fucking buy this week? You know what I mean? Like, again, I'm gonna guess all of them because Disney owns like fucking everything now, and. And then we wonder why everything that comes out is fucking, you know, bland, fucking unoffensive, fucking unoriginal garbage, you know, because fucking Disney owns fucking everything that you, you know, grew up with pretty much, and both in the adult world and fucking, you know, otherwise. So, but yeah, they don't own Capcom yet, so. Capcom celebrated the 30th anniversary of the Mega Man series, so they once again reminded me that I'm fucking old, like I needed another reminder, my fucking arthritic fucking fingers and shit. And yeah, they're gonna release, two new games next year, and, well, probably more than that, but, yeah, the first one they announced there is not exactly new, It's another collection of all the bunch of Mega Man games. This time, all the Mega Man X games. So I'm just going to assume, you know, it's just the Mega Man X collection. I guess they're going to call it. And yeah, I'm assuming it's going to be similar to how they did that with the the other collections there, the 8-bit Mega Man collections, the original series there. And, you know, they had like fucking, what was it, 1 through 6 that I fucking played through recently, and fucking, I think I even reviewed that. Remember fucking reviews? Remember Grunt Free Press reviews? That was a thing. Yeah, they did that, like 1 through 6, and then like whatever the other one was, like fucking, 7 through 8, and then there are a few other ones thrown in there. But, I bought that second collection. I still haven't played it. Probably should at some point, but, you know, fucking bogged down in the usual garbage. So yeah, but that's cool. I mean, fucking Mega Man X games. I haven't played any of them except, the first one. I played the first one. I only played that like, I don't know, a year ago, maybe a couple years ago on, the Wii U Virtual Console. I was just fucking like, again, I hadn't played them. They had them all there. So I'm like, fuck it. I'll pick up the first one. Just because, I mean, when those were out, I kind of checked out of the fucking Mega Man series around, like, part 5 or 6, right around then, like, the NES, you know what I mean? I went over to, after, like, the NES, I kind of went over to, like, Genesis, you know, I don't think I even owned a Super Nintendo when I was, I was a kid. Yeah, I picked the Genesis over that, and then fucking the Nintendo 64 over the PlayStation. You know what I mean? So I completely missed out on all the newer games. I think there were like some fucking weird ones out for fucking Genesis, and like N64 Mega Man games, but I don't know, those weren't like fucking, like, you know, side scrollers or whatever. I don't think so. That's why I kind of didn't even like pay attention to them. So yeah, I mean, the X games, like, those are all be fucking new to me. You know what I mean? So pretty cool. I'll pick them up and try to fucking go through those. And then the bigger announcement though that they're doing is they're making a brand new Mega Man game, Mega Man 11. And yeah, it's gonna star that annoying girl with the huge fucking the girl that has all the fucking nosebleeds from fucking Stranger Things 11. She's gonna be the star of those. It's kind of an unexpected crossover, but you know, there's just, you know, the added like telekinesis fucking powers, telekinetic powers. They should shake up the gameplay a little bit to, you know, shake up that Mega Man formula. You know, fucking use your fucking mind powers, and then fucking your nose bleeds every time. But it's actually kind of like, looks like it's a hybrid between like the old classic Mega Man games, and you know, but they just fucking updated the graphics, so it's they call it like 2.5D, I guess. So looking at, like, you know, they put out a trailer and shit, and looking at that, it's like they have like all the character models are all like made in 3D, and they're just going on like a 2, you know, they're just, the whole game is almost made like 3D, but it's on like a 2D plane, like whatever, like fucking Street Fighter 4 or whatever the fuck. I don't know. There's a lot of shit like that, you know. Trying to think of a better example, and I can't. It's just like the classic, like, style of just fucking all the characters. You're just looking at them from the side, I guess. 2.5D, they say. So yeah, so it should play basically the same as the other games. It just looks different, and you know, doesn't have it's not just hand drawn like 2D sprites, you know. They use that, the fact that it's, everything's made in 3D, for, you know, they're showing like certain attacks and shit that are coming, like there's like a crane, like a construction crane. And it's spinning around, you know, and you have to fucking time your jumps for when it, you know, whips around to, like, the foreground type of deal. So you can just see it, like, you know, the whole thing's, like, 3D fucking spinning, and you're fucking jumping over the crane and shit. Visually, it reminds me of how Mighty Number 9 looked. I mean, it just does. It just, you know, that was the same thing, too. I think it was the, you know, 3D models and shit in the 2D plane, so... and it was pretty much like a Mega Man type game. Only this looks better, you know what I mean? Mighty Number 9 looked kind of like janky and whatever, just fucking like low budget shit. This does look pretty slick, you know? And hopefully it turns out better than that game, better than Mighty Number 9. To be fair, I mean, I never played Mighty Number 9 personally, and I just didn't bother. I just heard it. Again, it kind of looked like crap, and I heard it sucked, and from everybody, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't really hear like anything positive about it. And when a Kickstarter game gets shit on from pretty much every angle, I'll give that the benefit of the doubt. You know, it's a good indicator that's probably objectively a pretty bad game. Those tend to get. You know, Kickstarter games tend to get the benefit of the doubt from, yeah, like the, you know, the professional reviewers who have been hyping it up. You know, they'll post all like the previews and whatever. They probably, you know, they're excited about it, so they're trying to get everybody else like hyped up and giving money to get it going, and then just regular fans of the series, whatever it is, the series, or they just like how the game looks, and you know, they're invested in it, so they'll give it, again, they'll hype that shit up, fucking try to make it better than it is. Even when it comes out and it kind of sucks, like, oh no, you know, you usually get like defenders like, no guys, this is great. And then, you know, Mighty Number 9 comes out and just pretty much everything I heard just the game sucks. So I'll take their word for it. You know, there's plenty of actual Mega Man games to play, as you can see. I saw that second collection, and again, I haven't played the X series at all, really. So yeah, I mean, I was expecting it to be like a a full-on pixelated retro game. I just heard, like, oh, Mega Man 11's coming. I was like, oh, it's going to be after 10. You know, they did Mega Man 9 and 10 a few years ago, however long it was. I think it was pretty long at this point. I think it was like 7 or 8 years that 10 came out. So, I was expecting, you know, that maybe they're going to step it up from, like, that 8-bit, like, NES style and make it, like, you know, 16-bit, so again, it'd be more hand-drawn sprites and shit, like, I think some of the ones I haven't played, there's, like, a PlayStation Mega Man game and shit, so, or would that at least look like the X games, or maybe even be more towards, like, that style, more, you know, more complicated type of movement, like wall jumps and shit like that. That's what I thought it was going to be, like fucking Mega Man 11. Yeah, I figured, like, oh, you know, they did, like, Mega Man X Collection. Now here's Mega Man 11, which is just, it's kind of like a new, like, Mega Man X game. But, all the really is the trailer and shit. And just, looking at that, I mean, I think it could go either way, you know. Hopefully it's good. I mean, there's some weird shit that I've been hearing. I don't know, it was fucking, again, I just kind of been, like, skimming through shit and, like, watching people talk about it and just, I think you can pick from, like, different versions of Mega Man, I think, like, on the Game Informer, like, there's the Game Informer did, like, broke the story or whatever, so on that cover there of the Game Informer fucking magazine, it shows the Mega Man from like, the first game, you know, the first NES game, the horrendous box art where he just looks like a middle-aged fat guy, and he's got a pistol in his hand and shit, so it's showing, like, all those, you know, up through, like, the newer, like, anime looking fucking Mega Man character models from like Marvel versus Capcom Infinite, and something about me, you can like pick which one you want to fucking play as or some shit. Like, I wasn't really sure, I'm not positive about that, but that's what it was sounding like, you know. Again, we have to fucking wait and see. We'll see what happens. And That's actually what I fucking hate. It's like, oh yeah, here's some news. You know what I mean? So I hate doing fucking, like, news and, like, previews and shit. Just fucking, it always has to end with, you know, a big fat, like, shrug. Like, I don't know. Hopefully, you know what I mean? Always crack me up too. Like, fucking even going back, like, you'd always read, like, I don't know, every preview and, like, every fucking old school, like, magazine that you'd always read would just be like, all like, they'd either be like pumping the game up the whole time, then like the last sentence of it would be like fucking like, oh, but we still have to see if it all comes together in the end when this releases in like December or whatever, or fucking like the opposite would be like, oh, you know, we played this and we had some trouble and blah 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 blah. So I'd be like, no, the whole fucking preview would always be like, I'd be shitting on the game, then you get to the last sentence and be like, oh, but it comes out in December, so they have plenty of time to patch things up and smooth out any rough edges. Like, that's always like the thing. Like, so yeah, that's why I'm not a big fan of news. So yeah, then there was an update real quick, just an update for Cuphead, which I thought was pretty funny. I thought it was pretty awesome the way they did it. And they did an update that makes the game harder. So it's not like an optional, like, harder difficulty level or something like that, or like new game plus or anything like that just makes it, you know, makes the game harder. They already had that. They're just going through, like, the actual main game itself, and they nerfed some of the weapons. Like, I guess the charge shot, you know, the one you can fucking just hold the button and charge it up and fucking let it go or whatever. Just, they thought it was too powerful, so they nerfed it, and they fixed some exploits of the game, which I don't know what those were, like what people were doing to cheese some of the levels or whatever, but I just thought that was funny. I mean, you fucking, you know, it's just like, oh, here's an update. What's it do? It just makes the game fucking harder. You know what I mean? Just, you know, play Cuphead like a fucking man, you fucking pussies. You know, use the default gun. You know, that's pretty much what I used the whole time when I played it, just fucking the default gun. And then I'm fucking watching other people play, and they're like, oh, we have, like, these homing missiles, and they're fucking, like, complaining, like, oh, it takes so long to kill people with this. And it's like, yep. I should probably just skip, stick to the fucking normal loadout, you know what I mean? Like, it's not that that's like cheating or whatever. That just fucking, like, I don't know, made sense. You know, just use the normal shit, and just everything works out pretty well. And yeah, I don't know, I thought that was funny. And yeah, Cuphead's the shit. I fucking love that game. So yeah, then there was also an announcement for a new fighter in Injustice 2, named the Atom, or maybe just Atom. Like, I don't know. I have no fucking clue. I don't know shit about fucking DC characters. I have no idea who this guy is, but I watched the trailer or whatever, the introduction trailer for him to Injustice 2, and from what I saw, he looks like Ant-Man from Marvel. Which, yeah, Disney owns Marvel, by the way. So it's just, yeah, you know, it looks like he can make himself, like, you know, fucking huge, or he can make himself really small to the size of an atom, which I guess that's where he gets his name from. I'm going to take a wild swing at that one. And, yeah, I mean, the gameplay for it fucking looks nuts. You know, he's fucking shrinking down to avoid attacks. He's fucking... so it looks like, you know, he's shrinking or he's making the other characters, like, larger or whatever. So they're, like, blowing up. Like, it was hard to tell, like, what was going on there exactly. And, you know, he fucking shrinks down into, like, a little, like, just like a little blue fucking pixel on the screen. Like, a little blue glowing fucking dot, you know. And he's fucking darting all over the screen. And it's just pretty crazy looking. Like, he's bouncing around like a fucking, like, flea on the ground or something. And yeah, he's fucking like climbing, you know, when he's that small, he's like climbing into people's fucking noses and shit. Like, that's a movie, fucking just like going their nose, their ear, or whatever, and just fucking like make them like take over their body, I guess. Like, make them fucking like hit themselves, and like then he pops out of it. Pretty weird looking, but looks pretty neat, you know. I'm going to try to stop saying, you know, I've said that a lot. I'm sorry. It's fucking just something. Yeah, a little cold in here. I'm kind of shivery, but we'll try to. That's when the you know what's come out. That's my reflex, but I'll try to suppress that. So, yeah, I'm sure. You know, I'm sure it's not playing as that guy, like playing as the Adam West. I don't know, Adam something. Yeah, I'm sure it's probably more like traditional. He probably plays like every fucking other fighter in the game. You know, just. Oh, there I go again. What the fuck? It's fucking miserable. Miserable fuck. So, yeah, all the characters in fucking Injustice, dude, they don't really control like that differently from each other. I mean, they only have a handful of special moves each and shit like that. It's, It's just watching the trailer. It's an entertaining video anyway. I have the season pass, so I bought it for a PC when I bought the game. So I'll get them eventually. I'll check it out. Even though on the PC we still don't even have Hellboy, which has been out for the consoles for weeks, I think, at this point. I don't know what the difference is, like what the release schedule is between console and PC, or if it's even different on like PS4 and fucking Xbox One or whatever. If like Hellboy was some exclusive to some one of them, or I really don't know. So, though I have been banging away on Injustice 2 a little bit over the week. I'm still not good at it, but I've been. Throwing in some advanced shit to my usual just button mashing spectacular, like the stage transitions. I finally figured out how to use those after playing the game for like 40 hours. When you can do one of those, it's when with stage transitions, you know, hit the guy out of the fucking side of the, sidewall of one of the stages, and he just goes through and then gets hit a bunch of times and goes to the next one. And I never figured out how to do that until now. It actually shows you when you have the opponent or whatever close to one of the walls where you can do it. There's an arrow that pops up next to your life bar, just like a blue arrow. And I didn't know what the fuck that was when I was first playing. Like I don't know what that means. It's just something, I don't know, maybe some kind of special was saying like something's like, you know, powered up or whatever. No idea what that arrow was. You know, there's a million meters and bars and shit and symbols all over the screen, like normally anyway. But yeah, when that arrow pops up, you can hit them with a. You get to press back and heavy attack, and that sends him through the wall and into a different stage and shit. It does quite a bit of damage. It's pretty nice if you can pull it off, you know. Those are my pro tips. So now my winning strategy is, just wait for, button mash until your meter is all the way up, then use a super, wait till the meter is full, then go for those, supers. Then you throw in those stage transitions and doing some button mashing in between, maybe two moves, I'm pretty good at the big three hit combo and shit like that. And just, I'm getting pretty good, this, press buttons really fast and do those two, the super and the fucking stage transitions, which are pretty much like cinemas you're watching, just automatic damage. So you're welcome. You're going to be, MLG soon enough. Stick around with me. Stick with me, kid. So yeah, the game has all the giant combos and fucking juggles and shit and meter burns for special moves and like air escapes and shit. Just whatever, man. It's pretty much like stick with one character for a day or so, and I might be able to figure out four or five hit combos if I'm lucky. And what I'm playing the game now, which it actually does help quite a bit, is you go into the multiverse and there's an endless battle, like an arcade mode. Just pretty much goes on forever, I'm assuming. This is exactly what it is. It's like survival mode, there we go again. Fuck. I'll have to edit all those out. So yeah, the endless mode just keeps going on and on until you lose a match. So, that's perfect for, when you're trying to learn a character or you want to level them up, because it's, all those other challenges and shit, and the multiverse, they have all the different planets so you can pick from, and there's like six different planets, they all have like different battles on them, and a lot of them are like, recommended level 10 or 20 or whatever. And yeah, I, if you want to just level your guys up, it's you just go into that endless mode and just go, you're not fiddling or fucking around with shit, you're not three rounds at a time, and you have to back out and do a bunch of shit and find something else, another one to do, and go back into that. It's pretty much just fight after fight after fight. So, just pick a character and you fight until you lose, and the difficulty of the opponents, it increases the further you go. So that's what I'm all about in my fighting games, is just mindless, constant bullshit. Just, that's going to be the title of the Grunt Free Press biography, mindless, constant bullshit. So, I did a bit too much of that last week, and I didn't really give a satisfactory description of the Nintendo Switch, I don't think. So, take a second stab at it, I guess. Right now, I talked about it a little bit last week, but now that those streaming issues are resolved, the big the golden rule there is 720p is what it's got to be. So. Yeah, so I was talking about, like, the setup of it, just, like, hooking up the fucking thing, and, it's kind of retarded, and if you're using it as a, normal console that you'd hook up to the TV, it is kind of retarded to fucking hook up all that shit, so, if you pick the thing up and, like, it's a handheld system and turn it on the screen or whatever, it'd probably make a lot more sense, but of course, that's not what I did, but, and I don't know who the fuck would use the thing as a handheld system. Just call me old-fashioned or whatever. But you say, like, it's a handheld system. I think it's something that you can fit in your pocket. I grew up with Game Boys. Game Boys are pretty big, you know what I mean? But Game Boy Advances, like clamshell things, little things you can fucking stick in your pocket. I mean, I probably wouldn't. I still wouldn't do that, but handheld, I think, like, small. You know what I mean? This thing, you definitely can't fit a fucking Nintendo Switch in your pocket. It's about the size of a Wii U gamepad, if you have one of those, if you're one of the three people who had a fucking Wii U. It's like the size of the fucking gamepad, you know, it's not fucking small. It'd be like fucking carrying around a carton of cigarettes around with you. That's my best fucking size reference I can go with, for the kids. They probably sell like cases, I'm sure, to put it in, to protect it. Now, a little case of the handle, if you want to, you know, walk around with my fucking Switch. So if you want to be like a real faggot, you could do that. I know if I tried doing that, if I just like grabbed the thing and started carrying it around with me where I went, it'd be fucking like broken or stolen within like a fucking week. So, I don't know. I can't like picture a scenario where that wouldn't happen. If, you know, fucking like broken, spilling something on it or fucking like whatever. I'm also a mess. I mean, I should fucking point that out too, but dropping it or just putting it somewhere and, you know, leaving and fucking coming back and like, oh, where is it? And fucking it's just gone, you know, somebody stole it or whatever, broke into my car and stole it or whatever. So, people can break into my car right now all they want and they're just going to find a mouse maybe and a bunch of trash. So, this probably faggots, I'm sure, who put the Switches in their man purses and shit, but I'm talking about, like, normal people, don't carry fucking bags around with them. I couldn't even see, like, even a girl with a fucking, like, purse, like, a normal-sized purse, I couldn't see her fucking, like, fill up, like, most of it, you know what I mean? It's kind of a bitch, and it's fucking weird to set up on a TV, but... once you got that down, it's fine, you know what I mean? And, but then you're using it and say, speaking of breaking or losing things again, because it's me, those controllers or Joy-Cons, I guess they call them if you're a fucking tool. I can just picture those having a disastrous end to them in the fucking near future. They're so small, especially for me and my big, strong, manly, arthritic hands. It's just this really, really small to fucking hold. On the plus side, as far as losing them goes, they're bright colored, like bright neon, fucking blue and orange. So, I'd really have to be a fucking oblivious asshole one day to fucking like lose them. Not saying that won't happen. a few beers in me or something, I'm fucking up and down and like throwing them around and shit, but because they're neon colored, at least the odds of that happening goes down a little bit, at least, you know. The system does come with like these straps, which are just little pieces of plastic, just, you know, more little fucking black pieces of plastic in the box. Yeah, they have like straps on them, like fucking cord, and it's like, I'm like, yeah, I'd like to use those and put them on the fucking Joy-Con. It's just surface to them anyway. And they seem like they'd be a fucking pain in the ass to use. You have to slide them on like the inside rails, we'll call them, of the controllers, like. Where the controllers slide into the screen. When you're putting the thing away, you slide the controllers into the screen on the sides, just like a rail, like a T-shaped thing. It fucking like slides right in, you know. If you were gonna use the fucking straps, every time you'd have to. Yeah, you know, slide the controllers out of the console, and then like, all right, I'm gonna use the straps. And you have to fucking slide the plastic, like the straps in, like into the controller where they slid out of the system, and they just clip on there, I guess. And there's a fucking like, all right, now it's got like a cord, you know, a cord you can put your hand through, and just And then when you were done, it's like, all right, now you have to take the straps off, you know, take the straps off both of them, put the controllers in the system again, then like the straps, I guess, you have to put somewhere else until like next time you want to use them, and just, don't know, like those, if I kept using those, like I'd lose the fucking straps in no time, you know. Just right now I have, they're still in the fucking box. So yeah, I mean, I was saying last week too, like those controllers, the Joy-Cons, they're pretty standard. They seem like a controller split in half pretty much, right? More or less. But because it's portable, in theory anyway, just, you know, just everything on them is like miniaturized. Again, for my hands anyway, it seems like it's kind of cramped, to press the buttons and shit and hold the thing. I can like easily put my entire thumb over all four of the face buttons without, you know, just fucking like putting them up and like, if I just press my thumb down, like it lay like a fucking asshole, I'd hit every fucking button on this controller. And the bumpers and the triggers on each side are really awkward to use. First because my finger kind of lays over both of them at once almost, because, you know, if you're holding them like freely, you know what I mean? Just resting my hand on the thing and like using the face buttons, like naturally my fucking finger is like on like the trigger and the fucking bumper at the same time, you know? So I mean, yeah, there is like another like plastic piece for that where you can pop in like both sides of them into like another like black piece of plastic to make it almost like a normal controller. It just holds them in place, I guess, but so it'd keep that from happening. So, you know, you're not just like holding them freely and like waving around and shit. So it's just more like you both hands holding like one piece. The sticks too. I mean, they're on like the short and the stubby side. I think, like, especially after playing a fucking Xbox Elite controller where they raise up the sticks a lot to get like a lot of play in them. And just using this, it's like, man, this feels like really stubby and like, you know what I mean? Just, there's not a whole lot of play to them going on there. I mean, it's not terrible, but I just can't, when I'm playing like Mario and shit and I'm struggling to do like some of the more precise movements and walking around and all that and running, I can't help like thinking like, man, this would be like so much easier if I could just use a fucking Xbox controller. And, there's really no real reason I couldn't. I mean, all the buttons are the same, you know, besides like the motion control part of it. And, that's another gripe. It seems like occasionally like the controllers will lose signal to the system. Very rarely, like it's not something that happens all the time, but it does happen. I'll be doing some of those 2D Mario sections, and you have to play them with the analog sticks, which is not ideal. Like to begin with, playing like a 2D game with the analog sticks, like you can't just switch over to like the D-pads, you know. But I mean, you go to like jump. It's like, all right, I gotta jump, run, and jump, and then like you swear you press B to jump, and you just like get nothing. He just like falls off the edge, and it's like, dude, what the fuck? Or you're playing the 3Ds, the most of the games like the 3D, and you're fucking trying to throw your hat, and you go to throw your hat, and nothing happens. And I don't know, the system's only like 4 or 5 feet away from where I'm playing from the controllers. I mean, there might be like some kind of interference with the, you know, million fucking systems I have going on here. Every now and then, like an Xbox or two will just put power up on its own for some reason. Again, just because fucking, whatever, signal interference or whatever, just fucking, oh, Xbox 360 popped on, oh, the Xbox One popped on for no reason, you know. It's just, that happens. So, you know, I'm probably absorbing lethal amounts of radiation as we speak. But still, I mean, that's why I have all my other shit wired, that I can. All my other controllers are all wired. because maybe, like, I did something wrong, like I fucked up pressing the button too late or something like that, or who knows. It does happen. I mean, that's doubtful, but it does happen every now and then when I make a mistake playing games. Or, you know, is it that, or is it the controller losing signal? Yeah, it's just, well, one of the other, really. And just, I'd rather, cut that variable out of, you know, the signal interference, because it's wireless as much as possible. So that's why I use wired controllers. And I mean, it's not that big of a deal in Mario. I mean, they're real generous with the checkpoints and the lives and all that. So dying in that game is kind of a minor inconvenience, but I was thinking about something, but playing something more hardcore and having that happen, Bayonetta 3 that just got announced. If I was playing fucking more action heavy, fucking precise game, and just fucking the signal kept cutting out, or I missed a button press or something, like a fighting game or something, I'd be fucking pissed at being fucking Jesus, using a fucking wireless fucking controller. But what can you do? You know, I'm not going to buy those games on the Switch if I can help it. I'll say that much. But Bayonetta 3 got announced, and yeah, we'll talk about that. A little bit of Game Awards stuff, I guess, after we take a short break, try to cleanse myself of the nose. Welcome back. Do you want to go over those Game Awards there real quick? I mean real quick, because I can sum up my thoughts in one sentence, maybe. It's sequels to games I have mixed feelings about. That's about it as far as the games that got announced there. So as I was talking about Bayonetta 3, which Bayonetta, I fucking hated the first game, and I liked the second one. And then From Software was teasing something that people were saying was going to be Bloodborne 2, which I hated Bloodborne when I first played it, because it felt like it was missing the last the third act of the game. And then they added the third act with the DLC, and I ended up liking it afterwards. So, although I will say with that, the game is called Shadows Die Twice, I think. And yeah, so I kept seeing From Software showed something. It's probably almost guaranteed to be Bloodborne 2, or just straight up Bloodborne 2 got fucking announced. I was like, oh, okay, whatever. Again, just fucking a sequel to a game that I was didn't like the first time, then ended up liking later. So I'm like, all right, let me just fucking watch this trailer for myself. And then it's a 30-second teaser. I knew it wasn't going to show much, but I'm like, yeah, it's just fucking, I'll watch this Bloodborne 2 teaser. And I really don't think that's fucking Bloodborne 2, unless they're trying to be really, really coy about it. But it's something. The game is going by that. I mean, it looks like it's going to be Japanese. Like, you know, it looks like it's set in Japan. It's all fucking like Asian fucking music and shit, and just Japanese fucking scrolls and shit in the back with all, you know, Japanese writing and shit. So, that wouldn't make sense to them if, you know, for Bloodborne, which is all like Lovecraft based shit. Like, this wouldn't be in Japan. Like, this, that's all like fucking like Northeast fucking, America, you know what I mean? Like fucking Rhode Island and shit and around there. So yeah, I don't think there's anything to do with Lovecraft that's fucking takes place in Japan. So I don't think it's fucking Bloodborne 2. If I had to bet, I'd say it's a fucking, if it's going to be something new, like, you know, it could just be like a brand new series they're starting, or a brand new game anyway. But if I was going to guess, it's a sequel or something, I'd say it's a new Tenchu, just because, you know, the name too, Shadows Never Die. Like, Shadows is just kind of about staying, you know, staying in the shadows and being stealthy, like Tenchu, and then, or whatever, Shadows Die Twice, and maybe, like, the Die Twice is, you know, some kind of, like, revenge-type story, in, you know, in the fucking, in the plot of the game, or whatever, fucking guy comes back, they think he's dead, or some shit, it's like a revenge tale, or, if I had to guess, that's my guess, I didn't fucking see that, and say fucking, oh, that's Bloodborne, too, like, I didn't get that at all. I was actually hoping for a new fucking Armored Core, but whatever. So they did that, and then fucking Metro Exodus. There's a little bit more to that too, more of that, and just which I'm looking forward to. But again, I love the first fucking Metro 2033, and like the sequel, I was like, I don't know. I tried playing it again, and it's fucking like got like halfway through, and it's like, I don't really feel like playing this. But the first one's still fucking awesome, so still looking forward to that game. But yeah, like I said, just fucking, everything is pretty much sequels to games I have, or series I have fucking mixed feelings about. That was my summation of that. So, and then some other shit that, again, I'm just, previews, you just have to be like fucking like wait and see what happens at the best there. Some shooter from the guys who made Bulletstorm, which I fucking hated Bulletstorm. I thought that game was garbage, but just fucking like looking at this, it's like, that looks pretty good. Looks pretty fun from, again, the preview, but who knows what the game's going to be like. And that, A Way Out or some shit, that co-op game from the studio that made, Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons. Which I loved fucking Brothers. I thought the game was amazing, but, The fucking game, I just hate how they're forcing you to fucking play with a partner. Like, you have to play online or co-op, like couch co-op with somebody, like the entire time you're playing it. I'm just like, I don't want to do that. But and then they showed some more shit for Death Stranding, which if you just showed that to me, I'd be like, that looks weird and cool and something I'd like to fucking check out. But then it's fucking like, Kojima's all in, Kojima and fucking Guillermo del Toro, like fucking like two guys, is fucking like, they have like so much hype around them. And then fucking everything I've watched, I'm like, that's like, I think it's like everything both of those guys have done is fucking like, I think that's like mediocre, you know. And it's like fucking like, I don't know, like, or to bad, like, it's fucking, this sucks. Like pretty much is my take on both of them. So, safe bet that Death Stranding is going to be weird and gay. I mean, my take on that. So then, as far as the actual awards go for the Game Awards, who gives a fuck? I mean, award shows in general are a fucking joke. So forget about fucking video game award shows, because we all know how fucking shitty game reviewers are, you know. What a fucking joke that is. I mean, I don't even know what the show was. I didn't watch it at all. Like, I don't know what the fuck, like, that the Game Awards is supposed to be. I think this is what used to be the Spike Game Awards that were on Spike TV or whatever. But I never watched those either, because fucking it was gay then. So yeah, there's your wrap up from that. Well researched and insightful, as always. That's what you get around here. So yeah, and then some other game related show that the PlayStation Experience too that happened, and in typical Sony fashion, it was just a mix of games that won't be out for like fucking years, and then games they've been talking about for fucking years, and some remakes of some old games, some VR bullshit. So yeah, the usual. I mean, the only things that I saw that came out of there that interested me, and again, I didn't watch the fucking actual show or anything like that. I think there was only like one like conference thing, and like even like people like Sony fanboy people are like, that was fucking like awful. Like it's just like two guys on a couch just like talking and bullshitting for like an hour, and just looked pretty terrible. But yeah, I mean, I was just fucking reading the headlines that came out of there like everybody else, and you know, who was the time to sit there and watch some bullshit? So yeah, there's an open world samurai game from Sucker Punch, which could be good. I mean, that looks pretty cool. Soul Calibur 6, which is like, alright, I mean, I have fun with the fucking Soul Calibur games. I like those quite a bit. God of War, I mean, whatever. I mean, I'm gonna have to play that, I guess. I mean, I'm still not, like, totally sold on the fucking, the new direction of it, the new fucking Last of Us, God of War, like, fucking story-based fucking thing. Like, I don't know, we'll see how that goes, but, you know, I'll end up playing it, and we'll see how that turns out. And Medieval Remastered, which I have vague memories of that game, liking that game of what I played of it. So it's like, yeah, I don't know, I might check that out too. We'll see how it looks. But yeah, that was about it. And then some shit like, oh, maybe you'll be able to change your fucking PlayStation PSN names or something like that. It's like, oh, holy shit, that's fucking revolutionary. You're like, fucking wow. Dumb again, just like fucking like stupid shit, like ongoing Sony jokes that have been going on for like fucking like 10 years, like awesome. So yeah, anyway, fucking way too much news going on this week, and none of it very very exciting, I don't think. So Super Mario Odyssey, fucking playing that. I beat it, and by beat it that means that I just fucking I saw the end credits, but of course, you know, as expected, even after that, there's still like a shitload of stuff to do in the game afterwards. I think you have to collect like every moon in the game to like truly like complete it. You know, it's just, the moons are like just collectibles, and you know, you fucking like beat a boss, you get like three of them or whatever, and then it's fucking just, you know, little challenges all around the stages and shit. It's just, you know, just the main collectible is those moons, and you have to collect so many of them to like progress on to the next level, you know. So yeah, I mean, I thought I was being pretty diligent about that, and like sometimes almost like anal about fucking exploring like every level and getting like, you know, I'm like, I've got most of the fucking moons here. I'm just, you know, a few of them I'm like, it's kind of a pain in the ass to get to, or I moved on that level and it's fucking like, I just don't feel like going all the way back to, you know, going back to grab that one. So I was like, yeah, I'll go back later when I can. I have enough to fucking leave anyway, so I'll go to the next one. So I was trying to get through the main path, but I mean, I was pretty, I thought I was being pretty good about picking up the ones that I could. I mean, there's real fucking variety as far as the levels go, you know. It's like, as far as like the size of them and shit, like some of them are like real tiny, and there's just not much to them. Like one of them is just like more or less like a platform where you go to and you fight a dragon, which looks like a Dark Souls dragon, and I'm not just saying that to be Dark Souls. It's like, no, it's just like straight, just like really like straight up out of a fucking Dark Souls fight. It's a giant fucking dragon, like breathing fucking electricity and shit. And, that was weird. And then there's you do that and like fucking like, all right, now go and collect the moons on this level. And it's just fucking like, all there is that platform. And then there's like a rocket in the corner somewhere and you shoot off to like a little side area, like a small little side area, and like that's all there is to it. It's just fucking that platform and like the side area, and that's it to that level. And then on the other end of that, there's like these fucking like massive like sprawling fucking like desert and like ocean levels and shit, where It's like huge, you know what I mean? And I try to collect, like, check every corner and, like, pick up every rock and, like, try to get, like, every fucking, like, coin and shit. But then after a while, it's just fucking, like, again, it's just like land, like mass, land mass wise, it's like so big. It's just like, all right, well, I ended up going, like, left instead of, you know, rather than right and, like, ending up on, like, some other little thing off to the side and shit and just fucking, like, I'll go back to, like, whatever I missed in these levels. Like, again, I have enough that I can just keep going and, So yeah, then I get to Bowser's Castle, which is fucking, like, real cool. I mean, it's just like a Japanese fortress theme to it. It's got some good music going on there, and it started to get, like, a little bit challenging. I mean, there's fucking, like, lava and shit, and it's just fucking pretty much like you drop in it, and it's, you know, you get some platforming, you gotta be pretty good about. So, yeah, you end up, you do that, and then fucking, like, you end up on the moon, which, that's, like, one of the last levels, and that should have been, like, a surprise of fucking, like, oh, you go to the moon in this game, but, except when you're traveling along the map, you're just going, like, left to right, you know, as you unlock each level, and as you get towards, like, the middle, it's fucking, you just see, like, all right, so you're on, like, you know, going on, like, the globe or whatever, and then you see, like, and it's showing, like, the moon, like, moon on the map. Like, it's like, all right, so pretty safe bet I'm going to end up on the moon there. They're fucking, like, showing that, like, pretty prominently of where you're, you know, where you're progressing on the map. So, so you do. And, yeah, so you do that. And there's a little you know, level on the moon and shit. You fucking, you know, low gravity and whatever. It's pretty cool looking. I do like how, like, you're running around and fucking Mario gets all, like, moon dust on him and shit. So just all, like, covered in, like, fucking, like, white, like, depending on, like, the thing whatever you're wearing. So, you do that and then, you know, you fight Bowser and then the last section of the game is you're controlling Bowser, and you're going around, like, smashing blocks and shit and moving forward and, you know, trying to, like, escape some shit, like, from fucking the moon, like, fucking exploding or whatever, and just, you know, as you're going along, the fucking, you know, it's, like, timed, so then the floor is falling out from under you, so it almost reminded me of, like, one of the final levels of, like, Halo, you know, where you're just fucking, like, I gotta, like, keep moving forward, and the fucking floor is falling out, there's fucking explosions going on everywhere. Yeah, it's kind of intense, though. Not that hard. I mean, I did it on my first try, but it's fucking, like, it's pretty, like, you know, really, really pumping you up, you know, it goes from, like, this fucking... it goes, you know, it's got this fucking awesome fucking metal music going on there that gets you fucking pumped up, and I'm going through that last section, like, man, this is fucking pretty badass, you know what I mean? I'll cut some of that music in, right now to give you an idea here. That's not bad, right? And, again, it's at the end of the game, you're fucking just going, barreling through shit, and, like, clawing shit, and just, breathing fire and shit, and just, so, it's pretty cool. But then as you go on to that last, like, section, the music changes into some, like, it goes from that to, like, some of, like, the gayest shit, like, the gayest fucking shit I've ever heard. Like, it's awful, and I don't know where the fuck that comes from. Just, it's fucking just, like, man, talk about, like, a mood fucking changer. It goes from that to fucking, check this out, and let me tell me if this doesn't turn you fucking immediately gay. it's pretty bad. I mean, it sounds like something out of the first Bayonetta. It's embarrassing to listen to. So yeah, as you're listening to that fucking homo shit, you're smashing blocks, and you know, you get out, and the ending is fucking, it's cute and it's fucking goofy, and Peach flies off fucking on Mario's ship, and by yourself, and fucking Mario and Bowser fucking cry to each other because Peach is a cunt. And then Mario kicks Bowser in the fucking face, and he jumps up onto the ship, or balloon, or whatever, I guess, and him and Peach fucking sail off, and as that fucking gay-ass music's playing. And yeah, you know, then the credits roll, and then, you know, after that, then you end up on in an entirely new level. It's the Peach's Castle, which looks like the castle from Mario 64, and yeah, again, you're still just like, oh, here's like a ton more shit to do in this level alone, and then fucking more shit opens up, and you know, there's you get more moons and shit to collect on that level there, like you would in any other one. So I'm doing that, and I get a few of those, and then this message pops up saying like the says like, oh, you know, you can now travel to the dark side of the moon level or some shit, like that's been unlocked. So I was like, all right, so one more like secret level left. I mean, that makes sense. That's cool. So you go over to the Odyssey there, and you fucking power it up, you know, fucking however many moons you need. And yeah, so you go to the dark side of the moon, and it's like, oh, it's another like smaller level. It's just a bunch of rabbits jumping around there on the moon, and I don't know what the fucking Mario / fucking rabbit obsession is, what the connection is there, but yeah, a lot of the fucking bosses in the game, they're all just like these big rabbits that you're fighting, and you can chase and catch rabbits on each level for, you know, there's like, you know, there'll be like one of them that just runs around, you just have to, you know, try to juke him out and chase him, and throw your hat at him and fucking like knock him out, and you get a moon from him. And then there's that Mario Rabbids strategy game, which I guess that actually won, speaking of how gay the fucking game awards were, that game won fucking best strategy game over fucking Warhammer 2, even like the XCOM 2 expansion. Like, just to give you an idea of why I was like, dude, fuck this shit. This is fucking retarded. How much of a fucking joke that shit is, and why I'm not fucking running down the list of each fucking winner. Just like, dude, it's what you expect. Again, the same fucking faggot game journalists that have been fucking jizzing all over the same faggot games all year. Yeah, they were all the fucking judges of that. So guess what happened? So. Even though, again, a lot of them is fucking like, yeah, whatever, that's fine. But it's just like, dude, you know what's going on behind the scenes. You know what I mean? If you've been looking at those sites like the entire year, you know, you knew what to expect. So yeah. Anyway, you get to the dark side of the moon, and it's pretty empty again. It's just fucking a couple ramps up to nowhere. There's fucking no moons on them. You know, it's fucking, it's like, ah, oh, this seems weird. Like, there should be something here, but there's nothing here. Just fucking like a dead end. And then, except like, you know, the main path is just a big ramp in the center that leads up this giant tower. So you run up that, and it's fucking like, all right, you go to like the first stage of it, like the first level in like the inside of the tower, and there's you have to face a boss, and it's one of the rabbit bosses that you've already fought before. So it's just a little bit of a harder fight. You know, he has a bunch of hats on his head. He fucking starts throwing at him with like throwing them at you. He's got fucking like spikes on the hats. You just have to fucking just keep hitting him over and over again. Just this time, he just says more fucking hats that he's fucking throwing. So, So yeah, I mean, back at like Peach's Castle, if you go through that, there's a bunch of like doors you can go into, and you're fighting all the bosses in the game again. Just a little bit of a harder version of that, you know. So that's what I figured this is gonna be. Just like, all right, so you just going to be revisiting some of the content. It's a little bit harder just for to earn like those extra moons, just like something new again, like post game content type thing, right? So yeah, you beat him, then you continue up the ramp, then there's another boss you have to face. But there's no like health pickups or anything like that. So, I mean, again, the bosses in the game they're not really too difficult. I mean, you might get hit like once or twice, but whatever. But fucking like, so yeah, I get to the second boss there, and he ends up killing me. Like, I have like one or two like hit points left from like the first one. So the second one fucking kills me. I'm like, oh, that sucks. Whatever. So, you respawn and you start at the fucking the bottom of the towers, and then like I'm like, all right, so go up to like the first level, and then you have to fight the fucking first boss again. So I mean, it's like a boss rush almost. Like you have one life, you know, one life gives you like three hits you can take to you have to beat like four bosses in a row, like one after the other, fucking like no health pickups. So I'm like, all right, well, I guess this is where the game is going to start to get difficult here. They do give you like a life fill up, I think, before like the last boss you face, the very one at the top of the tower. Although that's like a fucking giant wooden mech that you had to face in like multiple stages. But I did it anyway, so I beat that shit. And then it's fucking like, all right, so you do that, and then like the dark side of the moon level that you're on. It starts like opening up, and there's a bunch of shit to do on there. There's a bunch of moons to collect and fucking challenges on there. And again, it's like fucking like the ones on there, they're not fucking easy. I mean, there's a 2D stage. I kept fucking dying, fucking playing that over and over, fucking dying. Just, is it just a fucking bullet hell nightmare or a bullet bill hell nightmare, if you want to get clever with it? So, you know, you just have to be so fucking precise. It's just basically like a fucking an auto scrolling stage where there's like a 2D backdrop that you're running through, and just the backdrop's moving like back and forth, and you know, if you just clip like a fucking toe outside of that fucking the backdrop into like onto like the 3D portion of the fucking thing, like you pop out and just fall to your death, you know. So it's fucking, you just have to be like, it's timed pretty much. So just fucking keep running right, like real fast, and fucking dodging a bunch of shit. And I probably fucking ended up dying like, I don't know, like 50 times on that. It seemed like it was pretty tough. Then there's there's another little challenge stage where you don't have your hat on and you're trying to run along these invisible walkways, and there's like a dozen or so piranha plants that are spitting poison at you, and the poison lands on the ground, and but you have to kind of let them do that so you can see where the platforms are that you're running on, you know. So but you know, if you just fucking like touch it at all, you get hurt. So you have to, yeah, and then there's these fucking like these rocks on the ground, these stones that you have to you can kick. And you had to try to kick them at the plants to get them to swallow them, so they're not fucking like constantly spitting at you, so you can actually get up and like jump on top of them. But you have like one shot to kick them. So, you know, if you miss, you have to like line it up perfectly. And if you miss them, the fucking stones just go off. It's just, you know, platforms with no fucking like rails or anything. So you fucking kick and miss the plant, then go right off and into the fucking poison lava thing in the fucking bottom of the level. So you're pretty much fucked, and you just have to make like these perfect jumps over the fucking poison, land like right directly on top of the fucking plant's head. So and when they die, they kind of explode, and they leave like a circle that you can stand in that won't kill you, like a clear circle in the fucking poison. So yeah, then there's like a spinning like four way fucking invisible platform. You have to fucking like, all right, you got to figure out how to get on that, and then at the end of the level, there's like these fucking giant versions of the plants that are, you have to fucking like juke them out and shit, and like try to get them to fucking spit one way and like fucking like cut real quick to the other way, and then do like a fucking like backflip, and you know, to get enough height to fucking land on top of the heads and shit. So and you know, the entire floor you're on like starts getting covered in poison. So that wasn't particularly easy either. So, but I did that one, and then the last one I on the last one I was on is a stage where you hit like a P block, and then a timed platform appears, like a walkway, like a wooden walkway, and you have to you have to keep like long jump over and over again. If you do like the long jump, you get like just a little extra burst of speed, which I never really bothered doing in the game. It didn't really fucking matter, you know. It was never really required to do that, but here it just gives you like just enough time to get to like the next spot you gotta go. You have to just keep doing that long jump and over again. Like as soon as you land, you just get a fucking left trigger fucking jump again, fucking left trigger jump, like over and over. So, and you have to, like, steer, too, like, perfectly fucking around, like, walls and shit and fucking, like, you know, at the exact, like, cunt hair fucking pixel edge of a fucking platform. You have to, like, jump, like, right at the right spot and, like, time it out and shit. So, it's pretty ridiculous. I mean, I was saying how fucking awkward those fucking controllers can be. And, just, you know, that fucking fast, like, alternating motion of just fucking, you know, left, right, and I just kept fucking it up and, like, slipping off and... Yeah, I get discouraged. So, yeah, again, I died like fucking like 30 times. Just fucking like, all right, I gotta stop. That's where I stopped. I mean, it's pretty much like old school fucking NES hard, which is which is good. But fucking, it's like man, that fucking is like man, again that fucking that dark side level and doing that extra shit, like that fucking difficulty spike, like fucking out of nowhere. It's pretty crazy. But and yeah, I mean, there's another secret stage, I guess, after the moon. I'm assuming anyway. I mean, I didn't really look anything up, but it says like you know, it tells you how many moons you need to fucking power the Odyssey up to go to the next level. And fuck, you know, I'm on that dark side of the moon level. Then it says like you need like however many moons to go to the next stage, and I need like a fuckload more of them. So. Yeah, like I said, like I thought I was doing pretty good, and just fucking, like, I had to go through and clean up like a few of them in each stage and like whatever. And, again, at the end of the game, I collected like a dozen or so, and then fucking like, oh, the dark side level opened up. And then after that, for like the last stage, it says like, oh, I need like 250 more of them. It's like, Jesus, fuck, dude. So I have like fucking like half of them in the fucking game. Like, that's fucking insane. Because I guess when you return to like the old levels, they populate them with like even more like moons to collect. So it's not going to be quite the breeze that I thought it was going to be. You know, on the bright side, something I like about the way the game's set up. Yeah, all of those moons that you can collect are all in like a list. Like you hit like the pause button, the start button, and it's fucking like, oh, here's a list of like every moon in the game. You can like go like level by level, and it numbers them like one through however many are there. So if you didn't want to go online to be like fucking like, oh, I'm missing number two. Like, where's that one? Like, how do I get it? Like, it's real easy to fucking check. It's not like you know, it's not like fucking like, oh, I missed them in order and I don't know which ones I have and which ones I don't. Like, it's all this right there, like real, real easy to fucking read and see. So, even better than that, you can actually buy hints like in game. If you, use your coins, there's somebody you can go up to like right when you land, and it's fucking like, oh, I'll sell you a hint for like 50 coins or whatever. And they just fucking, you give them the coins and they mark them like right on the map. So you can just go there and find them yourself. So that's good. Again, I still have a long way to go if I want to, 100% complete it. But yeah, I mean, I'm still having fun with it. It is a lot of fun. Just, you know, as long as that fun factor of it holds up as I'm playing, like, yeah, I'll try to like get everything, I guess. But I mean, that again, that's a fucking good long-term goal to do. I mean, I'm just fucking, you know, I'm just stuck at that one fucking long jump section. That's fucking ridiculous. And of course I'm not gonna just leave, and like, I'm like, oh, I'll go back to it or whatever. It's not like you're powering up to get, nothing's gonna make it easier, you know. You're not like, it's not, you're not fucking gaining like extra like moves or anything. It's like, no, I just have to do that, you know. I've been getting in the seasonal winter mood, and not just in terms of depression. I mean, that's a year round thing for me. we had our first snowfall here, and it was actually And actually, the best kind that you could ask for is just, you know, a few inches in the ground. You don't have to fucking worry about shoveling, and yeah, it was just enough of it to like coat everything and make it look, you know, make it look pretty, but it's not too not too cold out either. And it was like 40 degrees or so. So that was nice, right? Meanwhile, on the opposite coast of the country, fucking faggot California is on fire. So that makes it even sweeter, being like, ah, it's so pretty here. And meanwhile, fucking blazing inferno in fucking California. So I like to pretend the snow is like the ashes of SJWs and Hollywood homos. It's just kind of being carried by the winds over here. Again, makes it that much prettier. And yeah, I mean, a couple winter gaming events came out just at that time too, like the right when it snowed. Like, oh yeah, this is out and this is out too, all like winter themed shit. So it was getting me in the mood. I mean, there's the Winter Olympics expansion for Steep, so I picked that up. And yeah, I hadn't played fucking Steep in a long time. You know what I mean? It's fucking, I'm like, all right, whatever, fucking install it and check out this Olympic thing. And just yeah, the game is just as fucking weird as I remember it being. Maybe even weirder with the fucking Olympics shit thrown in there, because that adds like a bunch of these like live action full motion video intros they do with, you know, they have like Olympic medal winners all talking about, you know, what they did for training and shit, and then just fucking like, oh, you know, it's so hard and blah blah blah, like, you know, fucking real people talked about that shit. And then like, then it cuts to like you like snowboarding in like Japan, and it's you're training to go to the Winter Olympics in South Korea. Yeah, you know, so you got, like, you know, half pipes and freestyle events and long jumps and you know, that shit. And you know, then between that, just like random challenges of just fucking like, oh, I don't know, right at the bottom of the mountain, or like, you know, follow this one guy down there and, you know, do a couple tricks and that type of shit. And you know, each event you do, there's a countdown, which they call like D-Day. So it's fucking like, you know, D-Day minus 200 days or some shit, which that seems kind of insensitive, especially in you know, Japan with all those fucking irradiated little nips there. But yeah, I mean, yeah, they're scoring you on the events and shit, and you have to get like in the top three in each event to like advance to the next one. It's not too hard. I mean, the game is pretty like pick up and play. I mean, it's pretty much getting a feel for when to jump and how long to like hold like your spins and flips and shit. It's all pretty much just like two buttons you're really using. Is fucking, you know, right trigger you hold to like crouch down, let it go to jump, and then like pull it again to, you know, grab or whatever. Then you know, using the sticks to steer, and I mean, that's about it really. And for, it's all just, you know, it's all just about like timing and finesse and like getting your speed right. And I do really like the game. I mean, it's not the Olympic thing is not like terribly different from the main game. It's just the new mountain there in Japan, and yeah, like the, you know, the TV style graphics and shit and commentary and that type of thing. So like ESPN or something like that, which is ESPN is also owned by Disney, or and ABC owns Disney, and ABC is owned, or ESPN is owned by ABC, and ABC is owned by Disney. So there you go. News, hard hitting news, gaming news there. And yeah, then there's also a winter event in Call of Duty World War II, which, you know, I'm still fucking hopelessly addicted to fucking Call of Duty. Every day I'm still playing it. And yeah, that got a significant update. And yeah, I mean, they've changed a lot of shit in the game. I have mixed feelings, not so much about the changes, just how they rolled it out. First off, I mean, just like the last update, it wasn't really smooth at all to fucking like get it and install it, the fucking thing. The last update they did, I tried launching the game and the game wouldn't launch at all. So I had to fucking, you know, it kept like freezing up. So, you know, I had to fucking, like, all right, so what, I had to fucking go and like verify the files or whatever you do in Steam. verify the integrity of the download or the fuck. So, you know, I tried doing that and that didn't work. And then fucking it's like, oh no, you have to like launch the campaign and then launch like the multiplayer from the campaign. And that works. So this time I was getting the same shit where the game kept like freezing up. I'm like, all right, so let me just try to launch it from the campaign like I did before. And fucking still fucked up that I have to do that. But that didn't work this time. Then fucking like, so this time you have to fucking, this time you have to fucking do like the verify the download or whatever, which is you're essentially just fucking like re-downloading the entire fucking game again. So that's what you need to do for this one to get it to work. It's just like so janky, but it's fucked up. Grunt free tech support is what we do here. So, I just don't know how a fucking giant corporation like Activision can fuck up an update like, you know, that badly. And you know, why the game is so fucking like fragile and shit to get working, where you just have to do all this janky shit for a fucking update to the game, you know? But yeah, I mean, I did get it working, and right off the bat, the graphics look different. I mean, I'd say it looks like slightly dumbed down, maybe like the textures aren't as crisp or something like that. I don't know exactly how to describe it, but it looked weird when I first fucking started playing it. So, because I played it for like 100 hours, you know, fucking, I was just so used to how it looked and fucking like booting it up. I mean, like, kind of just looks a little weird now, a little different. But it seems like maybe they scaled back the details, so it'll run smoother, maybe, which it does. I mean, I will say that, like, it does seem like a little bit smoother playing again. So maybe they optimized it to be optimistic, I guess. Again, not like a huge difference. It doesn't look like a whole new game or anything like that. Just fucking one of those things where I'm like, ah, some of these textures look a little less. Less crisp or whatever the fuck, but yeah, it's the same settings on my end, and but for whatever reason, they made the fucking the player names huge now. Like, I don't know why they did that, but just fucking like the names over everybody's heads are like fucking like triple the size they used to be. It's just fucking strange. But yeah, so yeah, they get the winter siege going there, some snowy shit going on. There's the Christmas tree up in the headquarters, and it's fucking snowing there where you go to pick up all your contracts and all that. So yeah, then they give you new supply drops to open that you can get winter themed gear in them, like fucking calling cards and like, you know, snow crusted fucking outfits and shit like that, which is pretty cool. I mean, literally cool. I do like that variety, you know, like fucking, you know, just like, you know, here's this seasonal stuff you can only get for like a limited time type of thing. And again, it's all fucking like cosmetic, but it's fucking just like, oh yeah, cool. Like fucking here, if you want this shit, you better start playing the shit. So, it's dumb. Yeah. But it does mix things up, you know, gives you something to fucking to aim for. And then there's all new challenges and contracts, which is doing some of those will give you like, you know, those winter crates, which are just winter loot crates or whatever. And then like some still give you like the normal ones, and you know, you just have like a certain, you know, percentage chance to get like whatever, like, you know, it's just like opening like a normal crate, except there's the winter ones of like the different fucking winter themed shit in them. Now, one thing that's fucking with me that I don't understand, just one, just only one thing I don't understand in the world. So I was reading about the shit, and when it was coming, they're like, oh, there's three new weapons in there you can get. So there's like a new rifle, a new SMG, a new LMG, which I thought they'd just give them to you. You know what I mean? It's fucking like, oh, whatever. Here's like new content. Like, here you go. Now, that's a pretty significant addition to the game, you know, but so far playing this shit, the past like 3 days or so, is fucking to unlock those, they're all tied to challenges to unlock the guns. The first day of the event, there's a special challenge there. You go to the headquarters and you pick them up from like the whatever quartermaster, whatever the fuck, general, whatever the fuck that guy is. Yeah, and then, like, you know, you go, and then where they give you, they give you, like, the special challenge or whatever. It's in this slot, the slot that's been the same for, like, a month, like, under, like, there's, like, you know, the daily ones, the weekly ones, and there's, like, fucking, like, one that was just, like, I thought it was like, ah, oh, must be, like, a monthly one to fucking do in a month or whatever. And, yeah, and then, so it's, like, there's a new one of those, and it says, like, play 35 multiplayer matches, and then you unlock an ice pick, which I'm like, all right, so again, that must be like that same one will be there for like the entire like Winter Siege event or whatever, to fucking play like 30 matches or whatever. To unlock this fucking like ice pick and fucking yeah, this is like a different melee weapon. It's basically fucking cosmetic. Like, you have to be like using like a shovel or like a melee weapon as like a main weapon. Just kind of like a trolley thing to do. People do to be fucking like, you know, pricks. But so I'm like, all right, yeah, whatever. I'll pick that up. I'll obviously play fucking 35 matches or whatever in the next fucking like few weeks. Like, that will be a big deal. So I grabbed that fucking challenge or whatever, and then fucking like, all right, so, I played a few games and like, all right, yeah, whatever. I was just checking shit out. And then I'm like, all right, I'll fucking play it tomorrow. So then fucking, yeah, the next day I log in and fucking go to that guy. And then there's like another like special challenge there where the ice pick one used to be. But yeah, this one's to unlock one of the new rifles, the fucking Gewehrt or whatever, the fucking German like infantry rifle. I'm like fucking like, oh, I want that fucking thing. That thing's awesome. Like that's an awesome gun in the campaign. Just fucking like a slow fucking powerful like bolt action fucking rifle. Like, it's almost like a fucking like sniper rifle. I think you could even put like a scope on it and like it becomes like a sniper rifle. Yeah, that thing's fucking great. But but then, like, I still have that ice pick challenge, like, active, you know, to unlock the ice pick from the day before. So, and I'm, like, halfway done with it. Like, I played, like, 15, 16 games or whatever. So, it's like, dude, I don't want to just, like, abandon this one. And fucking, I'm like, all right, so maybe, like, the gun challenges must be fucking, like, oh, that'll probably be, like, available for, like, a week. And, like, maybe, like, that ice pick one was there just like the first day, you know what I mean? The first day of the winter thing. So like fucking like, oh, you had to be quick to pick that one up. And then like, God, oh, that gun one though must be, is probably going to be there for a while. And I was wrong. I was wrong about that. Cause I'm like fucking like, all right, so we didn't pick that one up. Then I fucking log in the next day. And the special challenge there, like the fucking, the one for that rifle is gone. And then there's like another one there for fucking like combat knife or something. Like, dude, what the fuck? Like that better not be the only way to fucking get those fucking guns. You know, it's just fucking, you had to pick up like just on the right day, and like, or they expect you to play like fucking like 30 matches a fucking day. Like, dude, yeah, if I just missed out on that, I'll be fucking pissed. So, we'll see what happens there. Like, again, that better come back. So yeah, they also added a ranked play and a new map, which is really just an old map. Which I have a lot to say about that, but that I think that's a tale for another day, because apparently the clock is ticking. I have to fucking devote my entire life to the Winter Siege to get anything good, so I have to go into battle there. So if I don't, you know, what kind of life is that? You know, is it really one worth living? You can send your answers to podcast@gruntfreepress.com. Go to gruntfreepress.com. For your warm winter wardrobe, some official Absolute Deicide and branded gear. It's guaranteed to improve your aim by half, I think. So, but bundle up, kids. It's going to be a long, cold night in hell.